Hello and welcome to the Dr. Nyman Show. Today is Wednesday, November 25th, 2020. We have set a new record today that Dr. Nyman would like to go over and some other developments. Dr. Nyman.
Okay, thanks, Ryan. Yeah, it's a record for recent cases, not an all-time high, but the number of deaths is the highest it's been since spring. And it got up to 2,336 so far today. There's still an update or two to come out of California. And if California has as many deaths today as yesterday, it'll be another 20. It would bring it above 2,350. And if it's a little higher than that, it could be getting close to 24. This number is important because there have been several projections. And these projections are looking more and more like they're going to be underestimates and potentially gross underestimates. One example was St. Louis came out with a projection that there would be 20 million deaths by the end of January. But right now, the number of cases is going up a million a week. Actually, doesn't even take a full week. And so there's already 12 million, and actually Worldometer has 13 million cases. So they only have less than 7 million to go to get up to 20. And some of the other ones, it's a little bit closer to 8 million, but 7 or 8 million should take 7 or 8 weeks at the current pace. And the numbers they're talking about is 8 or 9 weeks out. So it would just have to maintain the current rate to get to those. So it's likely that the numbers are in fact going to go up between now and the next 2 months, because the numbers are being driven in part because people are spending more time indoors, especially in the northern areas as it gets colder. And that, of course, is going to continue through the end of January. So people will be spending more time indoors. The virus seems to do better at lower humidity and colder temperatures, and both of those would increase in the next 2 months. And then there's the holidays. There's Thanksgiving tomorrow, and there have been warnings, but air travel seems to be going at about a million passengers a day. So there's plenty of people that are flying, and other people are traveling for the holiday. And in fact, an alert came out to all registered cell phones in Pennsylvania at 4:31 today, warning not to travel, and that the conditions are good, and just kind of a reminder that to avoid or limit holiday travel, including Thanksgiving. And that warning came out just a half an hour before a ban on the sale of alcoholic beverages at restaurants and bars in the whole state of Pennsylvania went into effect at 5 o'clock tonight. And tonight is the biggest night of the year as far as consumption of alcoholic beverages at bars and restaurants. And so I don't think it was a coincidence that the warning came out a half an hour before that went into effect to remind everybody that there is a serious issue out there. And these numbers that are coming out suggest that the situation is even more serious than is being projected by various models. University of Washington has a model predicting that by the end of February, the deaths will increase to 470,000. But again, that is not that big of an increase if it just kind of continues at the current rate where the deaths are now approaching 2,000 a day, and they exceeded 2,000 today, and today is getting closer to 2,500 a day. And most of the models kind of talk about eventually getting to 2,500, but they're talking about it doing that sometime in December or early January. And it looks like it would have got to 2,500 if there wasn't a holiday today, this week, which will probably cause some perturbations in the daily reports. Many won't report tomorrow, and the numbers are going to be affected because testing is probably going to be down because of the holiday. And it might take till next week, but the numbers of infections are going up steadily. And just to give an idea of how widespread this and how high they are, and I'm just going to focus on deaths. Right now, today there were five states that reported at least 100 deaths today. Number one was Texas with 200, then came Illinois with 178, then came Ohio with 156, then came Pennsylvania with 144, and then came Missouri with 138. So there were five states that had between 138 and 200 deaths just today. And then there's another series that have more than 70 cases. And today that included California, which is at 80, but there's a good chance it'll end up above 100 before the day is over. Michigan is 76, Florida is 99, Georgia is 76, Tennessee is 92, and Minnesota is 72. So that gives you an idea how many states are between 70 and 100. And yesterday, the numbers almost got up to 2,000. They were at 1,957. And there were actually six states that got above 100 yesterday. And so it's concerning. I mean, California got 103, Michigan had 154, Illinois had 150, Texas had 162, Indiana had 102, and Wisconsin had 104. So that gives you an idea that there's many states now that are reporting over 100 cases a day. Some of them do it day after day. Some of them kind of move around a little bit. They report over 100 one day and a little bit under the next. But, a little bit under is still 60, 70 deaths. So it is widespread. The deaths are a trailing indicator. And it looks like there's a reasonable chance it would get up to 2,500 if there's a full count on Friday. Um, I I doubt there will be because of the holiday on Thursday, but next week for sure it'll get up to 2,500 deaths a day. Usually towards the end of the week is when the highest numbers come in. So by next Friday, my guess is it'll be above 2,500 deaths, and it may be getting close to 3,000 deaths, because the deaths are a trailing indicator, and these big jumps that happened several weeks ago really aren't going to be reflected in the deaths yet. It takes about 3 or 4 weeks before the patients end up dying. And so it's likely that the number of deaths are going to go up fairly dramatically in the next several weeks. And then on top of the deaths going up because of cases that are already in the hospital or at least have already been infected, it's likely that the number of cases in the next couple of weeks are going to jump because of the Thanksgiving holiday. And then that'll be followed by additional increases due to the Christmas, New Year, and associated holidays. And so really, the numbers should continue going up through January, probably even February. And because of the different conditions, as well as the holidays, as well as the virus kind of feeding on itself, if there are many people infected, then others can get infected. Actually, they can get infected by getting virus from more than one person if the rate's high enough and they're in the circumstances that they get that level of exposure. And so it's likely that these numbers are going to continue higher, and that the projections of 20,000 cases by the end of January or 470 deaths by the end of February are going to be underestimates, and could very well be gross underestimates. So the situation is dire. The vaccines, sounds like the first vaccine may be get an emergency authorization on the 10th of December. They're supposed to ship the next day. So there should be some vaccine shipping by December 11th. The problem is that, even with warp speed, there's going to be a limited number of doses. It requires two injections 21 days apart, or maybe 28. I don't know what one of them is 21, one's 28. But so even Moderna following up on Pfizer, they're both of them require two injections, and both of them are 3 to 4 weeks apart. Even patients that get injections in December, they're not going to get their second injection for at least 3 weeks, and then it's going to take 2 or 3 weeks for the second injection to lead to full immunity from the vaccination. So people really aren't going to see the effects of the vaccinations until late February, and that's just going to be the first batch. Second batch will come out like a month later, and so that won't be until March that those kick in. And it sounds like the initial target populations will be healthcare workers and residents of nursing homes. The nursing homes are, again, accounting for a relatively high percentage of the deaths. And even though the nursing homes are aware the vulnerability of their populations when the virus starts spreading in the community workers at these nursing facilities get infected, and they can be asymptomatic and go to work and start an outbreak in their facility when they don't even know that they are positive for the virus. Those numbers are starting to skyrocket again because the virus is widespread. And, people can read about them. The Trump White House has got more problems again, with additional residents being positive and, different, pro sports football teams are delaying games again because they have outbreaks on the squads. The Steeler-Raven game that was scheduled for tomorrow, that was kind of the number one football game on Thanksgiving, that's been delayed till Sunday because of I think 7 positives on the Ravens team, and more being in COVID reserve, and they'll have to test negative before the game to actually play because they're contacts of known positives. And I don't even know if the Ravens are going to be able to field a team on Sunday if you add in those that are out plus those that are contacts and are going to be retested prior to Sunday's game. So that's just another indication that the virus is widespread, and it is going to seep into nursing homes, and it's going to seep into schools if they're still in session. And they're going to go into hospitals. And there was a report that almost 1,000 healthcare workers at Cleveland Clinic were either infected or were quarantined because they were contact of those infected. And most of those healthcare workers became infected from community spread. They didn't get infected at the hospital, but they brought the infection to the hospital and led to coworkers being quarantined because they were exposed to them. And so the virus definitely is out of control, with or without the alert that went out to Pennsylvania residents at 4 o'clock today. And it's going to be exacerbated by tomorrow's holiday and the travelers and the small groups that are going to spread the virus within those groups. And then when those people go home, they'll bring infections to their communities. And those infections will be just in time for Christmas and New Year's to create another wave of people go ahead and celebrate those holidays that they traditionally do, or even with modifications. They're very hard to control the virus since it can spread asymptomatically. And even if you're tested, you could get infected after the test, or you could have been infected too soon before the test to actually register and still be infectious after you get a negative test, and you can't be contagious before you're symptomatic. So the virus is very effective at spreading, and when the levels get to the levels they're at right now, the U.S. is number one in the world, both in cases and deaths. There's no real plan out there. The vaccine's not really going to have a serious impact until next year, probably until next February, and there won't be widespread vaccinations until starting on February, so those aren't going to be fully immunized until April. And so the upcoming months are going to be dire. The projections appear to be optimistic, and reality will set in the next couple of weeks when people that went ahead and celebrated Thanksgiving end up getting infected and go and get tested a couple of weeks from now, and there'll be another spike of cases in December simply because of the holiday season, and there'll be increases because of the it'll be winter, and people will be spending more time indoors. So that's a quick update. We're over 2,000. We're approaching 2,500. We'll hit 2,500 next week for sure. And the estimates are either underestimates or gross underestimates. That's it.
All right. Thanks for the information. Listeners, please always go to ComicsCO for all our latest information. And I wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving, and everyone stay safe. Thanks for listening.